Hey, everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Mark Pels, who's the general hotel manager for New Amsterdam on the Holland America line. We're out here in Alaska. We are making some great stops at great ports. We'll talk about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Mark, thanks for talking to us.
Alan, well, thanks for sailing with us.
What's it? Things are a little different now. It's the new normal. We're having fun. It feels like a normal cruise, but still behind the scenes, things are a little bit different. For example, the crew's all vaccinated?
Yeah, the crew is 100% vaccinated.
Okay. And are they able to leave the ship? Do they have leave?
Right now, because there's an increase in cases in the area, we've suspended shore leave. They'll probably come back up next cruise, or if not the cruise after it. But for the whole season so far, they haven't.
That'll go away. Sure.
Yeah, it'll go away. You're never going to get rid of cases. It's going to be a part of our life. Like you said, it's a new norm. So
now how has the job changed for them and for you?
Well, we've really had to up the ante, you know, from filtering certain areas to, you know, watching.
There's new HEPA filters everywhere.
There's new HEPA filters, watching the backflow of the air, so we have back pressure. You know, what we wear is a little bit different now.
Really?
Yeah, from our masks to our clothes to our PPE protective equipment.
Well, I mean, everyone's wearing masks. We can see that. But how would your uniform change?
Our uniforms are actually getting a little bit lighter but thicker in weave, so that's coming soon. So a little bit of a different material. The material we wear right now is kind of heavy, so and when you're running around, when you're wearing a mask, when you're wearing a gown,
you're overheating. So now you want
exactly. So another example of our company thinking.
Don't think of these things. It's amazing.
There's a lot to consider.
You guys have been visiting Alaska longer than anybody.
Yeah.
How's that changed now? Is there a difference? I mean, I don't detect a difference, but from your point of view.
Honestly, not really. You know, I see that there aren't some stores open that would normally be open. I've seen a little bit of that. But the excursions are all here. The excursions are great. We're very, very welcome. You see the weather that we're getting.
But they're all the same because they were outdoors anyway. Yeah. But the distancing maybe. And everyone has to wear a mask now per the guidance of Alaska.
Yeah, that of course, that would be a change as well, too, for the guests. So, but I don't know if it's really an issue, though. I think everyone is so used to these kind of tasks that they have to do.
But you would think people would say, oh, I got to wear a mask. But your ratings have been high. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, our ratings have been fantastic, I think, and we're not soliciting or pushing. We never do that. These are genuine ratings and feelings from the guests. It's actually quite a long form, so we extract a lot of thoughts and opinions from our guests, and they're just fantastic. So that tells us right away that we're doing something right. We know we are. You know, we work hard at it, and we have a lot of experience and wisdom in running Alaska. That's why we're number one. But to see it on paper, it just solidifies the whole idea that we are doing something right.
Now, how is we've discussed how the ship's changed in terms of the HEPA filter, but in what other ways?
In our cleaning procedures, our chemical compounds, our degree of use of chemicals, you'll find more hand sanitizers around the area.
Medical center, has that been updated in any way?
Yeah, medical center has been increased. We have our own labs now to do our own testing. So we're doing a certain amount of testing on board every day.
Has the medical crew or staff been increased?
Yeah, very much so. And we also have additional crew from an outside company on board as well. Also quarantining. So when a crew comes, like I just came from Indonesia, and our policy is a 10-day quarantine before you're allowed to work, just to make sure that you haven't brought on the anything, and it's incubated while.
It's 10 days, and you've been tested.
Yes, 10 days. I'm tested and vax. So I should be triple set, and it really works.
Well, then the other thing that you're doing is you're sailing not at full capacity. Let's talk about the gradual growth of that.
Correct. Yes, we have to keep certain sections available, and the sections are rated by our CDC has rated, Center for Disease Control has rated our areas that we have to have, an area for extreme cases, an area for observations or close contacts, and an area just for embarkation that we're just not sure of.
So you have that reserved in case it's needed. But then as far as the percentage of guests that you can have now, you're going at a limited capacity there, right?
Yes. Yeah. 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 We go between 70% and 80% right now. So, but we.
So when do you think it'll go all the way?
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, Alaska's doing great. We're doing really, really good, a lot better than we thought we were going to do. Interestingly enough, our Trans Canal that's coming up in 3.5 weeks is packed. I wouldn't expect that, but people are just really chomping at the bit to get on a long cruise. I think, you know, they want to get away. They want to be pampered. They want to be taken care of. They want to, you know, enjoy cruising again. And you know what? I don't think they care if we even go to a port. I think they can get on a ship for a couple of weeks, especially a Holland America ship with a Holland America crew.
I feel like there's also no place safer, especially with the protocols you've just mentioned. Exactly. Being at home is kind of dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's pretty true. That's a good marketing slogan, huh? Right. Folks, being at home is kind of dangerous. You better cruise.
We're going out to over 90,000 travel advisors. How would you, if you wanted them to know, what do they need to know to sell this product?
Well, they need to know that we're safe. We're back. Yeah. We're safe and we're back. Some of you might wonder why we took so long, why we weren't one of the first lines to go out. We took a route of being safe and cautious and knowing what we're doing. You know, things are changing so quick out there. You have to adapt and you have to be ready. Unfortunately, they come at you left and right with no anticipation. So we felt we would wait till everything kind of settles down. We get a few other lines out there moving, perhaps, you know, jumping through some bigger hoops if they have to, and then we can evaluate it and then sail when we're ready to sail. And this ship is a culmination of that.
So travel advisors are really trying to land their clients on the right product. Why Holland America?
Because they should know we're back, and we're back better than ever. We've done it right. We're solid. We know our ports. Our ports know us. You know, we've got this cruise, Skagway, Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau.
You didn't waste time during the pandemic. Did your homework.
We were ready. We were ready to launch, and Canada was holding us back. That was a big holdback for us. But luckily, they did come through to the end, so we're really happy. And they're a good neighbor and good partner, so I see a better relationship coming out of that. But, like, the day in Glacier Bay today was just fantastic. It was one of those days where, you know, I can barely even describe it to you, and I've been doing it for 25 years, unless you've been here. So come here. Send your people here. I can really guarantee once they meet our crew, our warm crew, our experienced crew, our product, our food is going to blow you away.
And where else should they be selling these travel advisors?
Well, we're headed to the Caribbean, and all the same old stops that we used to go to are there, ready, welcoming. You know, they've been taking the time to get their places right and ready too. Half Moon Cay will be going to. We've been stopping there regularly, even with our ships that were paused for the past year and a half. So keeping her up, keeping
maintaining
her
it.
Ready to go, yeah. Yeah, much like our ships.
Mark, thank you for talking to us.
It's our pleasure. Can't wait to have your clients here. Can't wait to see you here, and we'll be waiting.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.